This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. For more than a year, residents from the Santa Cruz Mountains and up the San Francisco Peninsula have been living under what they say sounds like an airplane superhighway. This week, the FAA responded to their concerns and their ideas for some relief. For KAZU, Samantha Clark reports.
Tall redwood trees surround Barry Hoagland's secluded home near Scotts Valley. He moved here after he retired and turned it into his own garden paradise.
Tree, two plum trees, a pluot, two cherry.
You know, it's quiet. Let me just be quiet for a second. Isn't that great?
The peace and quiet, the singing birds, that's why Hoagland bought this property. But now, airplanes constantly fly overhead.
So I'm outside quite a bit, which is what I wanted to do. And the noise is an invasion.
The noise invasion started last year after the FAA enacted a new GPS-guided navigation system at Bay Area airports. It's called the Next Generation Air Transportation System. Next Gen spaces planes closer together and changes their descent patterns. It saves time and fuel, but also brings jets lower over the Santa Cruz Mountains.
But this noise, it's every day for the rest of my life, as long as I live here. It's like a prison sentence. Sorry, I'm getting wound up again.
It's okay.
Okay, good grief. Getting angry.
Out on Hoagland's porch early one Sunday morning, I met him and his neighbor, Patrick Meyer. Meyer brought his iPad so he could look up the flights, constantly interrupting our conversation.
This is the United Airlines.
He finds the United Airlines flight number and its elevation.
We've been gathering data ever since the flights really started coming over us to document just how bad it really is.
They use this information to file noise complaints daily with San Francisco International Airport. Similar concerns have been raised at other airports where NextGen has also rolled out across the country from Phoenix to Washington, D.C.
Because people don't believe it when they first hear that. They say, oh, you're just too sensitive or something.
Patrick Meyer is the co-chair of the neighborhood group Save Our Skies Santa Cruz County, or SOS.
We have been doing everything we can as SOS to try and both address the noise, but also come up with solutions to changing these flight paths.
Because of their work, the Bay Area's congressional representatives created a group called the Select Committee. It's made up of local elected officials. The Select Committee got the FAA to do a feasibility study, considering solutions like changing the altitude, fanning out the flights, and having planes fly over the ocean longer. That study came out this week and shows that some of those ideas aren't feasible. Santa Cruz County Supervisor and Select Committee member John Leopold isn't ready to give up.
I think we're going to have to really dig down deep in the report and question the FAA to make sure that there's a solution as part of this feasibility study, or to keep on working towards a solution, because the impact is real.
And it's not just a concern for the people who live under the next-gen flight paths. Jackie and Brian Rice live beneath an old flight path near Felton in the San Lorenzo Valley.
We still have planes that come by, and we have a lot, and I was awakened the other night by a plane coming by really low.
They're worried that the solution will be to simply revert back to the old flight paths.
My concern is if they move it back, with the increase in the number of flights that I understand will be happening over the next few years, what will that mean to us?
The whole community has a chance to weigh in on the FAA's feasibility study at a public meeting next week. For KAZU News, I'm Samantha Clark.